I think it's very unrealistic to think that it's 100% safe. I don't think that's a realistic thing to think. It has to come down to how safe can you possibly get it, and are you comfortable taking that risk? And that's where you have to have that option, where if you're not comfortable or if you're in a compromised situation, you have to be able to have that option to not be there.
And that is J.J. Watt, one of the most high-profile athletes in the NFL, the number one league in the world right now. And he is expressing some worry and maybe voicing what a lot of players worry about as we go back to work and get back to sports in the middle of a pandemic. I'm watching the MLS play for the last 3 weeks. We're getting set with baseball, watching inter-squad games. We're seeing some positive tests with the NBA as they report for duty. What about the NFL? By far, more networks depend on the NFL, more sponsors. And, of course, the players and owners. Dave Caldwell joins us now, general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And WOKV is one of our coveted affiliates right over in Jacksonville. Dave, we hope, is getting ready to start the 2020 season. Dave, welcome to Brian Kilmeade Show.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So a lot of people listening right now are wondering, do you think that we're going to start camps on time next week?
Well, I believe the league and the union are still negotiating and going through some of that process. And so I believe they're scheduled to meet today by all reports. So, you know, like I told our staff and I told our coaches and everybody in our building, we'll plan to prepare like we're going to start next week on the 21st. And if the league decides to, or the union decides to push it back, then we'll be prepared for whenever we have to start. But right now, I like our plan, and I think the league and the union are working through some of the nuances on the testing and everything else as we speak.
So is the mindset like J.J. Watts? We know there's going to be a risk, but we're willing to take that risk. Is that what you tell the players?
You know, I have not had any discussions with our players yet. I know this, and I've talked with my family and the people around me about myself going into work, and I feel more comfortable about going into the facility than I do going into the grocery store or anywhere else, knowing that, you know, they're going to be vigilant with the testing and cleaning of the facilities, and it's going to be hard pressed to find a more pristine place, although probably not perfect, than what the NFL and the PA are going to put forward in terms of the testing and going into work and having to do it. And that's probably the one place where I may feel more comfortable. And trust me, I'm a little bit of a germaphobe myself. So I put a lot of thought into this.
Well, I don't know how you could be a germaphobe and a wrestler, too, at the same time, because you guys are rolling on the mats. But you guys do clean the mats. So, Dave, let's talk a little bit about what they asked you to do in the league with the protocols, because John Harbaugh about 3 weeks ago came out and said what the league wants us to do is just physically impossible in terms of sterilization and just different codes. Do you find it impossible?
I don't, and that's the one thing that I challenge everybody in our organization is let's not find a reason why we can't do it. It's not going to be normal. Nothing that we do right now and the world is normal because of this virus. So let's look at it as, you know, let's find a way how to do it and not find reasons why we can't do it. And I have kind of our employees, our coaches, everybody is looking at different methods, and some of these methods that we do may be long overdue and maybe better for us and better for the team and better for football in the long run. So I look at more of a challenge as to, hey, you know what, it's going to be different. It's going to be different for the players. Nothing that we do is going to feel normal at first, but as we go through this and challenge each other to let's not take the easy way out and say, hey, we can't do this, we can't do that, but let's find a reason why we can do things.
What is this whole thing done for your focus on football? We were watching general managers doing the draft remotely, having their families around them. You guys are famous for working 24 hours a day. Now it's 12 months a year. Has this given you a different, has the job feel different?
It does not feel different. We still have our meetings on a weekly basis with my direct reports and, you know, still have great communication with Coach Maroon and his staff. It's been eye-opening in terms of a lot, because you get to save, you know, if you figure you lose an hour driving to work and you lose an hour coming home from work, you know, that's some extra time you can spend with your family. Gotcha. And it's been really rewarding, and you realize you can actually do a lot, like we talk about a new normal and how things aren't normal, that, hey, maybe as the fall approaches, maybe I can work from home a little bit more and get home and do my film work and do things from home and still have spent some time with my family. So that's actually been eye-opening at first. Just like Coach Harbaugh said, I don't know how we're going to possibly run a draft from the home. I was very skeptical, and then we just started to say, hey, let's not find a reason why we can't do this. Let's look at why we can do it. And then some of the things that we implemented were actually pretty good and things that I'll carry forward to.
General Manager of the Jaguars with us now of Jacksonville. Dave, I understand you guys are going to try to get 25% capacity into your stadiums. A lot of fans are saying, can we watch? You're going to try to get 25% in the stadium. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's my understanding. And that, you know, Mark Lamping, our team president, and Shaq Khan, our owner, you know, they set those parameters. That's a little bit out of my jurisdiction, but from my understanding, it is 25%, and then they refunded all the ticket money back to our season ticket holders and everybody, and then it'll kind of come on a first-come, first-served basis of those 25% and kind of redistribute the seating charts of the stadium to assure social distancing. And from my understanding and the brief knowledge I have of it, they seem like they are very well prepared and have a good plan for it.
The RNC might be outdoors. What is this minor league baseball stadium like? What about your stadium as venues?
Both are really good. The minor league baseball stadium is a great, especially for minor league baseball, is a great little stadium. I don't know the total capacity, but great seating. And obviously ours is a football stadium, holds over 60,000 people. Wow. So I don't know what the draw will be or won't be for, but both would be
cool venues.
Cool venues, yeah.
One way or another, it's going to be very exciting this summer. Dave Caldwell, hopefully you get to work. I know you're working, but have your facility with the Jaguars. Thanks so much, Dave.